It's Tuesday, the 23rd of December, 11:45 a.m. Went to bed just after 10 last night. Didn't get back out of bed till 25 to 11, actually, officially. So 12 hours in bed. Plan for a long lie in bed. We did plan for one, but we didn't expect to lie so long. Guess the body and the mind needed it. Watching a Stucky. Whoa, something scared him off. He was on the suit feeder. There was quite a group there, but when I came out, they flew away and left one stubborn, confident guy or girl. But I think a bigger bird must have flew overhead and panicked them a bit. They'll come back. They're actually, it's not the correct word to use, but they're destroying, devastating, demolishing the suet blocks. They've been doing that for the past week. I've hung a new one out, it's already half gone, and they're just absolutely destroying them. And I'm now wary about putting new ones out until I can figure up a system to not stop them from feeding on them, but stop them from feeding voraciously on them. Because the Stuckies are really good at clinging on to things sideways, and that long beak of theirs, it's like a dagger. Yesterday I watched one chisel so much off the top of the block that it was almost raining suet down to the ground, and there were three on the ground picking up the debris as it came down. Yeah, one working guy and three hangers on. Mind you, they're the clever ones, aren't they? Look at that daft bugger on that suit block. Look at him. Yeah, we just stand here and it comes down and hits us in the head. But like humans at times. Not going to go there. It's Christmas. Strange for Christmas, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not Christmas Eve yet. That's tomorrow, of course. But this morning, so close to Christmas, and it doesn't feel at all. Christmas. Really doesn't. The weather doesn't indicate a proper winter. There's no frost or snow. I don't even know what the forecast is for the next few days. But it'll be what it'll be. So I was feeling pretty good this morning, getting out of bed after that long lie. Though I do have a bit of tightness in the right shoulder, which I never have because I keep those well flexed through exercises. So I guess I must have lay in the one position a bit too long during those 12 hours. But it's fine now, it's eased off after the shower. Just a slight wee niggle there, but it'll go. But I'm a bit worried because last night, just before I went to bed, something I do just for 3-4 minutes is listen to some music that I enjoy to listen to, something to have in my mind when I go to bed. And it often gets me to sleep just replaying the music. When I had listening and I got up to go away, my foot caught on the extra long lead on my headphones, which is done a few times, to be honest with you, because it's such a long lead and I keep forgetting it sometimes lies low. And I walked away and dragged not only the headphones but the Mac. No, it only swung round. But I broke the headphones, one side smashed off. And that was number one. I went to bed, got up through the night to go to the toilet for a wee, and my gold crucifix and chain fell to the ground, fell to the carpet. Now, I've worn that. It's never come off me ever since the day I put it on years ago. I've never had any reason or cause to take it off. It's never come off. Even all my tortuous twisting and turning and sleeps never ever come off. Came off this morning as I got up. And I thought, oh my, I don't like that. You know how your head works, omens. So I managed to get it back on. It wasn't broken, it just opened to be a lobster claw or something. I managed to get it back on, and I thank God it hadn't been broken. I thank God that I hadn't broken them. I got up this morning, I went into my room, and there's a wee, tiny wee table lamp that sits on the floor, uplights my camera, tripod, etc. in the corner. And I put it on, and it went, bing. And the bulb went. And I thought, oh no, 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 no. So, I'm a wee bit concerned. I know I'm being stupid, but... I'm just hoping that that was a three. You know how they say bad things come in threes. That's the third one. That's the old one. Other than that, I'm feeling good. I have a lot of thoughts going on in my head about this time of the year, of course. You can't help it. It floods in whether you try and block it out or not, but there's loads of things going on in my head. Emotions, good, bad, indifferent. Here comes the flocky stockies. I wonder if they'll come down. There's about 20 of them. Some on the top of the Bigley Landy, some on the telegraph wire. Why do I still say telegraph wire? I know because I'm here, they won't come down, so... And the presence of Mr. Crow. And the stuckies are off. Ah. Heading west somewhere. So, weather-wise, grey, dark grey, cool, cool towards cold. It's quite a bit of activity in the garden today. Still about four or five stuckies on top of the lavande. This one just landed up to my right above me and it's going to sing. Listen to that, one bird. And the marauders, I've hit the same block. I love watching them, even though they do destroy them. You know, for birds that are entirely gregarious, they're just the same as any big family. There's the pecking order and the squabbles, and they like that with any food, anything at all. They'll even fight over a bit of bread on the ground when there's half a loaf just a foot away. But it's in the same respect, that's that bond. Doesn't matter, it's just you know, the stronger ones, the strongest. I can't try to remember what you call that game. But you have to be strong in groups like that. Otherwise you become the weakling and you don't survive. So you learn to fight. And then when the fighting's done, you'll go away as one band of brothers and sisters. Whoa, massive flock of stuckies. Just went over to the beech tree. Now there's going to be trouble because there's about 20 come down on top of the fence. Wait till you hear this. Ah, what's frightened them? It wasn't me. You see, it only takes a magpie or a big crow to fly overhead and you just get panicked. Oh, that was short-lived. But they'll be back.